Take Daf Maseches Eruvin Daf Mem. Hey, the Gemara Namad Aleph continues to discuss the next case of the Mishnah, where all who go out to save lives may return. One context being a military rescue mission. Halacha is these people may return even with their weapons. The Gemara goes on to explain that these, if they wouldn't have their weapons with them, they'd be leaving themselves open to a reprisal attack. They deposit their weapons at the first possible safe spot. They would be unarmed and could be open to potential ambush. And because this happened, the rabbis instituted that they were able to bring their weapons all the way back with them. Therefore, they're given a leniency with regards to having more space in terms of their Shabbat boundary after they have gone to fight a battle. Once on the topic of war, the Gemara outlines when Shabbos may be violated to wage a war or mission of defense against a Gentile enemy. The halacha at the end in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chav Tes Vav, is that when the intention of the enemy is clearly to invade and kill, the Jews are allowed to go out to war against them, even to be Mechal Shabbos. However, if they are looking to rob and gain monetarily only, Chilul Shabbos is not permitted. One exception is border towns, which if they were to fall into enemy hands, Rashi explains, that could give them a foothold. Therefore, even if they are coming just for hay and straw, Chilul Shabbos is permitted. The Ramah adds that a preemptive strike was also permitted if there's reason to believe the enemy is about to invade. What about where the intention of the enemy is not clear? So the Gemara does not actually address this case, but the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Beis, Halacha Chav Gimel, and Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way, writes the following: in Baal Iskin Nefashas Sheikfua Melchama, that's the beginning, which is a straight read from the Gemara. That it's clear that they're coming to try to kill or to try to wage war. Then says the Rama, Moshe Tzaru Stam, we don't even know what the reason is, but they're there. Yotzin Elena Mechlei Zayin, you can go out and strike them and not wait for them to take the first hit. Even without knowing the attacker's intention, war may be waged against them. There's a Magen Avram here in Siv Zayin, and that same Siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Katan Hey, where the Shulchan Aruch says, we should treat every siege with the utmost alarm, even if the enemy's intention is monetary, because it could turn bloody. These people are prepared to kill those people who are protecting their money. So the Magen Avraham asks, why not just let them have the money, and then no Chilul Shabbos would be needed? In Achinami, says the Magen Avraham, private citizens should do so. But when dealing with the whole community, the principle of Ein Adam Mamid Atzma Al Mamono, that a person is going to stand idly by while their items are being taken, that concept, the psychological concept, which brings on a person to defend their own, is very strong. Every single person is going to give up their money. Oh, hard to believe. Fascinating conclusion, according to the Magen Avraham, is that if someone is in a Pikuach Nefesh situation, and there's a way out of it, that doesn't require an act of Chilul Shabbos. One should choose the alternative, according to the Magen Avraham. Halacha Lamaisa, there's a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Simon Zayin, and at the end of his whole analysis, he says that the approach of the Magen Avraham is not normative. If everybody wanted to give in to the threat, they may, but there's no requirement to sit idly by while threat of violence is seen as it doesn't require pikuach nefesh situation to try to figure out the demands. Let's finish with the Netziv, who I believe we quoted before. It's an Emek Davar Breishis Perek Tes Pasuk Hey, based on the Gemara and Shavuos, Lamed Hamad Beis and Tosos over there, that in a war, the ethics, in a regular war, the ethics are completely different and would justify even civilian deaths. Since most wars today lack the element of surprise in that sense, a modern application would be the threat of a cyber attack. If a country would have intelligence of a real cyber attack threat, could they take preemptive action against, say, the electricity or water infrastructure of in other countries? Arsugin Ervim Mem Hey will be one of the keys to unlock these critical issues.